Kroz radio.
U prilogu za 124. emisiju Kroz radija iz Zrenjanina još jedna priča o stripu. Otvorena je izložba o kulturnom frontu stripa autorke Lee Kennedy, koja je tu uvrstila iz Zrenjanina u mesta koja je obišla tokom svoje prve posete Srbiji i Crnoj Gori. Ona je došla, dakle, na poziv zografa, prisustvovala je festivalu GR u Pančevu, te jednom vrlo simpatičnom Amerikanka koja živi i radi u Velikoj Britaniji. Čućemo, dakle, Lee Kennedy o njenom radu, stripovima, zatim poseti Srbiji i Crnoj Gori i saradnji sa zografom.
For how long you are working on these comics?
These are mostly about 5 years old up to the present time. In fact, they're all fairly new, 2 or 3 years old, 5 years old, new.
And when did you start?
Always, when I was a child, I would draw comics, make little comic books and things like many kids do.
Do you have saved something?
Yes, I think my mother has saved some. And my sister used to do them as well, so there are quite a few lying about, I think. They tend to be very violent and morbid.
Tell me, what is your main theme?
I suppose really autobiography, but that includes kind of the imagination, you know, dreams and visionary things, spiritual feelings, and sometimes I do something about some strange news item that catches my fancy, or something that happened to some friend or relative. That's part of the autobiography too, somebody else's story.
Do your comics often are published in?
Quite a bit, yes, in UK. Anthologies mostly, and some paperback books, that sort of thing. And I have a very limited income, but I used to self-publish, you know, make my own. And I'm hoping to try and do some more that way, but I haven't had the money to spare. I've had a few things published here through Knowing Zograph, and sometimes I've been published in various magazines that he's submitted myself and stuff to. I was in combinations to several artists contributed with Zograph to Vreem magazine, one of his strips recently. I'm surprised a few people seem to know me in Serbia, my work. It's great, I would like to publish more here. I hope I will.
I think that the scene of comics in Serbia and Montenegro is not as popular as it should be.
Oh yeah, I agree. The artists I've seen here, I mean, I knew some of them already, but so many really good comic artists that really should have much more exposure all over. A great, enormous imagination, wealth of creative talent here. I found it very humbling and inspiring and everything. It's just terrific. And kids too, little kids doing these really elaborate strips. I love that. Lots of kids are always, lots of monsters and fights and everything. I really like that. Because they're so totally sincere and into it. And all these kind of Rambo bloodfests.
Tell me about your work and cooperation with Zograph.
It's in 91-92, this was when I just started to publish my stuff as well. There was a collection called Comics Compendium with lots of alternative artists from various countries, and I had a page in there and I was reading it, I saw Zograph's early stuff from little minis he used to do at last and that, and I had never seen work like this before. I was so impressed. you know, his style is just so different to anything I'd seen. And of course, it was all about war and everything. And it, you know, really very immediate, very intense. And I was really wanted to know more about his work, so I wrote to him, and we kept in touch after that. And he came to England for the Oxford Caption Festival in 97. I met him then, and we carried on emails and mailing everything. And I was invited to Brr this year, and I had a lot of difficulty sort of getting sponsorship and everything.
Tell me, do you like this place and how your comics are hung up on the wall?
Well, it's not really easy to read, but I guess, yeah, the actual ambience of the place is perfect, nice and sort of relaxed.
Maybe to tell me, how do you like in Serbian Montenegro?
I'm totally captivated. I'm thrilled to be here because I always have wanted to visit, and it's just as fascinating as I thought it would be. I really hope I'm able to come again because there's so much more I want to see, and I feel very simpatico. I feel as I've always been drawn to Eastern Europe somehow. I've never had much chance to travel in Prague, is as far as I ever got, and it's great to be able to get into real Eastern Europe at last, and it's just as exciting as I thought. And there's just so much, such a feeling of spirit and history that's still here. And although obviously it's been so much tragedy, it's strengthening in a way. I think the people have real such resilience and such imagination, like all these artists, to be, you know, like Zograf and the others, having bombs dropped on the other side of the road virtually, and they're cartooning away. It's really admire that. It's wonderful. Cross Radio.
To bi bilo sve za 124. emisiju Cross Radio iz Zrenjanina. Pozdravlja vas Sanja sa Kot Radio. She would like to die alone someday.